What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news from a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding of the communities everywhere.
We are part of the media, I guess, technically.
We are, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Indubitably. And today, it's Friday, so we talk about a topic, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. We're doing media distrust. And I feel like we have a lot on this.
I feel like we should have a lot on this. I mean, there's a lot online for sure.
Absolutely. We also do on Monday and Wednesday, uplifting and positive news. It's like 20, 30 minutes of nothing but positive news to fight the hate and fear that's going on every single day in the news. Show some love. Shows community, shows the world is getting better every single day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the t-shirts?
Yeah,
you want
for
me
sure.
To?
I'll talk about them for sure. Well, if you guys watch our Friday episodes, JP had on a black one. If you're listening, JP is wearing a gray one today. These cool new t-shirts, these are second editions. I'm sorry for that loud truck outside, guys. It's our second edition, actually, and they're pretty cool. All money and proceeds that you do when you buy these shirts will go to three nonprofit organizations, the Positive Tomorrows, RAIN, and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They're $20 once again. If you want a shirt, you can contact us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. Also, if you have a social media page, which I'm sure you do because you're probably watching this on YouTube, Facebook, or wherever the case may be, if you get 10 of your friends to like our YouTube page, our Facebook page, doesn't even matter, our Twitter, we'll send you a shirt for free. And we'll let you choose which nonprofit, the $20 that you would have spent, go to whatever nonprofit you want. So it's all on you if you guys want to do this. If you guys want to help out the community, if you guys want to help out these nonprofits, and if you guys want a cool free t-shirt, what I'm not wearing that JP is, hit us up.
Absolutely. We're on our Facebook, it's the Positive Truth Podcast, Twitter, TPT_podcast, Instagram, @thepositivetruth. And yeah, leave us a review. Please, since you know we only have one review on our iTunes right now, that's what they were laughing about before this started because the review doesn't shine me in the most positive of light.
Yeah, and whoever wrote that, it's chill, man. JP's chill. He is chill. When I just now saw it, like we talked about it before, but I didn't know it was.
It's all good,
review.
Tim. We're not. It's good.
Let's go faster. I'm sorry. Let's go faster.
Anyway, speaking of moving past stuff. Let's get right into the topic, which is media distrust. Yeah, so why is this topic an issue?
Well, I mean, let's start off with Donald Trump.
Because we have an American president yelling fake news about everything that isn't positive about him.
Everything that's not positive about him, it's fake news. And I know JP does not like the term fake news.
I mean, but that's not only why it's a problem, because trust is like a slippery slope. Like, Tim, do you trust technology? Like, you trust, like, strangers on Uber to be on time, but you probably don't trust, like, oh, this basketball game starts at 7 o'clock. Like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't start until, like, 7:10, 7:15.
Exactly.
So do you actually trust technology?
Nah, I guess not, man. I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying, like, there's just different levels of trust. What facts do you have on this topic?
So, older Americans are more likely to trust the media right now, especially mainstream media, older Americans are more likely to trust the media than younger Americans right now, but trust has declined between both age groups this year. Currently 26% aged 18 to 49, which is down from 36% last year, and 38% of those aged 50 and older, which was down from 45%, say they have a great deal or fair amount of trust in the media. Now, that being said, since 1972, Gallup has been asking the question, do you trust the media? Now, they've been asking it on a yearly basis since 1997, and the history of this entire trend, Americans and the confidence hit its highest point in 1976.
Why do you think that was?
There was a lot going on back then, wasn't there? It was like a... I actually had the facts written down, and for some reason I don't see them, but there was like three things that were going on. It was the Vietnam War. There was all kind of things that were going on. People were just like glued to the TV because that was the only way they were getting it. Again, because there was no...
You know, Watergate.
Yeah, that's what it was, Watergate. I was like, wait a minute. I don't know why I didn't have that written down. But once again, at 1976, it was at 72% were trusting the media. It stayed in about mid-50s to the late 1990s. and into the early years of the 2000s, Americans' trust in the media has fallen slowly and steadily since then. It consistently has been below the majority level since 2007, and it's definitely at an all-time low right now.
Yeah. So basically, I got in September 2016, it hit a new low of 32% among people trust the media, and among Republicans, it's 14%.
In 2016?
2016.
Yeah. See, I had 15%, but either way, it's close enough. It's super low.
14, 15, yeah, about the same. I mean, yeah, that's pretty bad.
It looks like it dropped from 14 or 15% to about 11% in 2017, as of right now. That's terrible, man. It's getting worse and worse and worse.
I mean, why do you think this is happening, Tim?
We're educating ourselves, man. We're getting educated. We're realizing...
How are you getting educated if you're not using the media?
Let's see. See, you know, this is a cool thing of, like, thinking for yourself and realizing, hey, I can't always trust everything that I hear. Sometimes we have to experience life ourselves. And when you experience life yourself, you think for yourself, you think about yourself, and you also think about what other people are talking about and how true it is. Especially if I'm put in a certain position or certain situation and somebody tells me I'm wrong in the situation, but I know for a fact I was right in the situation because I was there, you weren't. That tells me I can't always trust everything that's in the media.
So what I found is, like, trusting the news media matters how you ask it. So if I ask you, like, Tim, do you trust the media? Most people would be like, no. But if I say, Tim, do you trust the news media you read?
They would say yes.
So that's how it is. Like, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, anything. Over 40% of people, when asked that question, like, do you trust the media you consume, think it's very accurate. And another 20 to 30% say it's at least morally fair. So if you ask the question, like, hey, do you trust the media? Most people are like, no. If you ask it, like, do you trust your media sources? Most people say yes. So it just matters how you ask. So most people really trust basically things they read. But, like, well, another thing with media distrust is fewer than half Americans now say they trust the church, the medical system, the president, the Supreme Court, public schools, blank, banks, organized labor, the criminal justice system, big business, Congress, or the military. So it's not like the mass media is the only people losing trust. Everyone's losing trust. It's not just the media. So why do you think that's happening?
The internet.
The internet? Maybe we just have too much information.
You think so?
Okay, so you said media was at, we, like, 1976, media trust was at an all-time high, right?
Right.
What's happened since then? We've got cable news.
Wow.
We've got
Fox, CNN, and there's so many different networks you can choose.
Yes, we've got the internet. We also have these social media things, which are in our lives all the time, it feels like. And so we just, with that, it's just like there's so much. It's constantly coming at you. It's like advertisements. Like, you have Funyuns, like, right there. Not to shout out Funyuns, but you like Funyuns.
I do.
So if you, Funyuns spends $1 billion each year to advertise, none of it's going to reach me. I'm not going to trust any of it. I don't care. Right?
Right.
It's because there's so much advertisement going on. It's just like, eh.
Not taking it serious enough.
Like, I have 3 ad blockers on my computer. I'm making sure I'm not seeing any ads on my computer. It's the same thing with news media. It's constant. It's coming all the time. And while that's, like, healthy, it's also easier to find news sources that confirm people's biases and easier to, like, find news stories that inflame outrage. Does that make any sense? So you see, like, a lot of times what happens is we're too busy to do anything. We're all overworked and underpaid in America. So you see a headline, and it's like, that's ridiculous. So you see it on Facebook, and you comment, post, dislike it. Or you're like, oh, you see a headline you like. It's like, I love this, blah, 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 blah. So-and-so says such and such politician is an idiot. I'm going to like this. And it just happens. It's constant. And you get these algorithms that happen where it's like, oh, you like this? Data mining with computers, all of a sudden you get all of these same biases coming at you every single day, and they just stop showing you the stuff you don't like. So you're just constantly seeing the same news you like, and anytime you hear something bad, like, oh, Trump's lying? No, not true. That's just fake news media. So you get the same little biases.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's so many different outlets to find your news. You can find a news that you're comfortable with. I mean,
any time, shape, or form.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Like, and people, we just said that, like, people trust the media outlets they like. So it's not like they don't trust the media. They just don't trust the media they don't like. Like, have you ever heard of political fact? Polyfact? I just ruined that.
Yeah, I definitely haven't.
So, yeah, it's PolitiFact. And basically, it's Pulitzer Prize winning Lois Lane. That was a Superman joke. Anyway, they fact check everything. I got the little save Google. You can go on there, and it's like, they found that 70% of Donald Trump's, like, campaign stuff was lies. And compared to Hillary Clinton, which was 35%, and they brought it up to his son, Donald Trump Jr. And he was like, well, they're clearly a liberal company, so I'm not surprised they feel that way. So what happens is, like, there's so many news organizations, even if you get something that's, like, Pulitzer Prize winning, that's saying, like, Hillary's lying to Donald Trump, they're both lying, it's just like, well, they say Donald Trump lied more, so clearly they're liberal, and I don't respect them. There's just so many news organizations, man.
I mean, that sounds like, again, like you said, even though it's healthy, that sounds like a major issue.
It's like, if you get your news on the internet, or if you only go to certain stations, it's like an ideological echo chamber. It's just organized in the world of information only a certain way. So you only see certain things. Like, you go on Facebook, and it's like, I like this story. So Facebook gives you more of them. You just like other ones, but it gives you more of them. So you're only seeing things you like. You're not being challenged. And you're not fact-checking it.
That is absolutely true. I mean, I know whenever I read the news, I really enjoy the Washington Post. That's pretty much
pay for it?
Definitely not. I definitely enjoy the Washington Post whenever I do read the news anyways. And plus, you know, on social media, they have like cool little links and like pages that I can go to where I can read my articles that I do like to read. Now, I can tell you, I definitely don't watch, like, let's say, Fox News and stuff like that. There's definitely so many different outlets I can watch news. I didn't even think about it now that you're talking about it, man. It is a media overload right now. We're so biased about it. Like, hey, I don't want to see Donald Trump news or people that support Donald Trump, so I'm not going to watch this network. And that's everybody. We all do that.
I mean, social media makes it really easy. Like, Reddit, Twitter, all of it makes it really easy to express their doubts about stories and dismantle opinions before they even read or listen to it. So, like, you get this all the time in sports. Like, you see a quote. Like, so-and-so said one thing, but you don't get the context of it. People lose their minds over the quote. It's like posted on Twitter, and it's like, this is crazy. Like, people are going nuts. And then they actually go back and watch the video. It's like, oh, that's not that bad. Blah, 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 blah. Like, for instance, Kevin Durant said, I think James Harden had an MVP-type season, so people lost their mind. But the first minute before that, he was like, I thought Westbrook played really good, too. And then after that, he said, I thought Kawhi played really good, too. But they just posted the Harden quote, and people lost their minds over it.
Right.
So what happens is, like, people actually usually aren't reading this stuff or fact-checking it. So if you like it, it's like, this has to be the truth. And then when you get a president who basically over 7 months of being in office has insulted 360 people on Twitter. I'm not even exaggerating. The Times had an article about it.
Wow.
He's insulted everyone that's ever said anything bad about him. It doesn't matter. It can be a Fox News source. They say something bad. John McCain, the attorney general. If you say anything bad about Trump, he calls you fake news and calls you stupid. But if you do something bad to America, like what happened in Charlottesville, it's like, oh, there was bad things on many sides. Because you didn't say anything bad about him, he doesn't care. That's how Trump works. But no one fact checks him. Like, for instance, if you ever check Donald Trump's Twitter, since he's the main person, the main reason we're doing this, I do every single day. So basically, it's like, one day it was wiretapping. One day the Boy Scouts are telling him he's great. One day there's nothing. Russia thing is just all completely made up. Next month it's like, both sides were doing it. The next month, it's like, I can pardon myself. It's like, it's so many things. If you don't fact check anything, it's like, what do I believe? You have to fact check the man.
I mean, back in the day, let's say like in the 70s, we didn't have the opportunity to fact check, right? But again, we have smartphones, we have computers in our pocket that we can fact check anything. And it seems a lot easier to do now. Why do you think not enough people are doing it, though?
Because we're Americans. We're overworked and underpaid. We haven't got time for that. No, like, we're too busy to, like, we're too busy and too opinion-based now. It's so easy to get your opinion out. The one thing cable news has now is it's created debates where it's, like, 20 minutes of people yelling at each other, like, literally yelling at each other. And it's just, that's not how you make opinions. Like, that's not how you change. It's just how you state your opinion and make it entertaining. So that's all we ever do. We don't have time to read these articles. We don't have time to fact check it. Are we going to talk about how we can change it for the better?
Yeah, because that's the first question I'm going to ask you, you know. How can we change that? Since we don't have time to fact check, how can we change this whole entire thing?
I mean, we can just make time to fact check. That's step number one. Another thing we can do is, like, the media together, like, all they could do is create an ethics code, a queer corrections policy, transparency for who funds you, transparency for who leads the organization, policy for disclosing any issues on which you, like, have advocacy for. Wow. I like how I always can't pronounce anything on this podcast.
It's all good, dude.
And, like, why you disclose facts, a fact-checking process, anything. Like, if you had, like, we have rap music, we have rock music that has this parental advisory, right. And we all know what that means.
Right.
Why don't we have one of those for media? So if you get something off InfoWars or Breitbart, like, you know it's not going to hit that seal of approval. Like, you know. So if you have this seal, it's like, you have to stay at the end of an article, like, hey, we are funded by this person. We have an ethics code. We have a correction policy. Here's who funds us. Here's our fact check. Here's our sources. It's like math work. Show your work.
That's exactly what I was, that's how I change it for the better. Like, exactly what you're saying. Fact check. You have to fact check, show your facts. It's as simple as that.
Like, that's all it is. Just say your sources. Like, so we can look it up. It, like, goes to the bottom. That's all it would take.
I hear you.
When people are like, hey, fake news, it's like, oh, well, actually, here's a government report. Like,
and if it's gossip, say it's gossip. I have a source that told me blah, 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 blah.
So you like the Washington Post?
I do.
So you know they have those opinions? So, like, it will tell you in the article, like, opinion, such and such is losing their mind. Or, hey, opinion, we need to do this. Like, it will tell you it's an opinion piece. If it doesn't, you can go to the bottom and you can get the actual, like, where they got the research.
Yeah, they do post the sources on that. I do enjoy it. I think that's why I enjoyed it, because I remember you telling me a while ago, you know, fact-checking is important, and just, like, I don't watch the news, I don't read the news, and Washington Post is one place where, hey, if I don't believe in this, or if I don't know what this is, like, hey, sources, oh, okay, this is what this is, we're excited, page, oh, all right.
Do you actually check the sources?
Never.
Or do you just see, like, oh, they have sources, so it might be the truth?
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, I'm definitely not the type of person that reads the news.
See, that's how they could abuse you. That's how the Washington Post could abuse you, Tim.
That is true. That is true. I really haven't read anything that I definitely felt strongly about that I'm like, oh, man, I agree 100%. But, ding. I definitely like the Washington Post, New York Times. But yeah, I absolutely agree with everything that you said, especially on how to change it for the better. I mean, show your facts. I definitely like the seal of approval. I mean, why not? Just like the Washington Post, this is an opinion. Or this is a fact. Like, let's see the facts. It doesn't get any harder than that. I mean, or any easier than that. Just let's be honest. Let's stop trying to persuade people to believe a certain thing. Or, hey, just because the president said that's fake news doesn't necessarily mean it's fake news. I mean, it's Donald Trump, guys. We've heard everything that's came out of his mouth. I mean, everybody can agree he's not the perfect person. Everybody can agree that. People that voted for him agree that. We understand he's our president. We understand he's the leader of the free world, right? But he's not always right. Just because he says it's fake news doesn't necessarily mean it's fake news. Check the facts for yourself if you guys want to argue it. But don't argue it if you haven't checked the facts for yourself. It's as simple as that.
Have you ever heard of the Dunning-Kruger effect?
Nah.
So basically it's this idea, like, you know a little bit about something, so you feel like you know a lot. The more you learn, the realize, like, oh, I actually don't know much, and it goes down. It's like, so, like, you get experts, like, I build spaceships. It's like, I actually don't know that much about building spaceships. So, like, I know a little bit. And then you get someone that's been in school for 2 years, it's like, I took a couple classes, I can tell you all I know about making NASA spaceships. That's the Dunning-Kruger effect. Or you get that person that's like, I watch NBA basketball one game a week, I know everything about it. And then you get the actual NBA coach. It's like, I coach an NBA team. I coach our defense. I really don't know, like it's really hard to guard Steph Curry. Like, you see what I mean? It's like, it's not as simple as you just bang him, like you're telling me. That's the Dunning-Kruger effect. So what most people don't realize is like, how much goes in to like making an article. Like reporting an article is not easy. That's another idea I have, is just like, show people how hard it is to do a damn news article. Like, you have to go interview people, investigate, you get all these editors, just go through and through and through it. I actually have it on here somewhere. Like most people have like no idea how stories come about, like the rigor reporters have to approaching a topic, the fact checking, the levels of editing. Like, you learn that, it's like, oh, I'm not gonna just call like every person that works on CNN fake news.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just like a little bit of knowledge based on like how hard it is. Think about how much time we put into these.
Man.
And all we're doing is reading what everyone else did.
Exactly. We're not even putting the work that they did. And you shout out to everybody where we used your stuff, like as in information and statistics and stuff. Because you guys do an amazing job. Not everybody can be a journalist, even though they think it's easy.
They also don't get paid a lot.
And it's tough right now for journalists too, because again, like you said, everybody, it's so easy to get your opinion out. And, you know, technology, modernization, you know, people being educated now, everybody feels like they know everything. Like you said, what is it called? The Dunkirk-Kruger?
The Dunning-Kruger effect?
Dunkirk. Wow, I said the movie. Dunning-Kruger.
Dunkirk? That's a movie?
Yeah, it just came out. Like, yeah, JP's not good with movies. Dunkirk just came out a couple weeks ago. my bad. Dunning-Kruger effect. Like you said, I went blank there, JP. Talk to me.
People don't know what goes into making a story.
Yeah, they don't know what goes into making a story. I actually watched an hour video when I was doing research for this about this lady talking about how media distrust is and why people aren't trusting the media and how hard it is for journalists. She's actually an editor for... I can't tell you right now. She won an award, actually, and she was talking to a bunch of journalists and people were asking her questions. And one of the questions is, what can we do to change this? How can we get this back? And her answer was amazing to me. She was, we have to keep fighting. This is one of the best ages to be a journalist because we can either be done or we can do something about it. And to me, she's taking a step by standing up in front of her colleagues and saying, look, I'm not the most liked person in my Washington, D.C. office. I only have to go there one day a month to, you know, go in the elevator, sit in my office, handle business like I need to handle it. And she has to rip into some of her journalists because, hey, you didn't fact check this. Hey, this wasn't right. This isn't
She's an editor.
She's an editor, yeah. And yeah, it was tough on her. It was definitely interesting watching this video, and it just shows showed myself, which I'm telling you guys, that it's not easy. This isn't easy at all. We put in hours doing these stuff, looking up these research, making sure we get facts, not just opinions. And it's hard because there's so many opinions online. You have an editor on this video, it was like an hour long video, saying, look, we can either change for the better and keep fighting, or we can just give up. And she's the type of person that's not going to change. She said she's not the most liked person in her building, she's not the most liked person in her company or anything, but she's still doing what she can to make sure she gets the facts out there.
You remember the podcast we did about listening better?
Yes, sir.
What's the first step to listening?
Listen to understand, not to speak. Is that what you said?
Listen to understand, not respond.
Respond.
So, like you hear someone that has an opinion you don't like, listen to it, fact check it, and then get back to them. Just don't be like, oh, you're wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, know instantly you're wrong for it.
It's definitely an impulse answer that I feel like, especially in this day and age, we're real quick to argue everything. Like you said, we all think we know everything. We took a class and it's like, hey, I watched that YouTube video. You're wrong.
And that's all you ever see on TV. You see just, oh, well, this happened, so let's put four people in front and let's have them, like, argue about it. It's like, dog. Like, if you ever read Plato the Republic, it was three people talking and they would talk for, like, pages, one person before anyone interrupted them. So anytime you have to talk about justice or, like, democracy or anything hard, it's not something you can just knock out quickly. It takes time.
Now, before we do, you know, get out of here and all that good stuff, I have one more question for you. When it comes to all these media outlets that we have, how do we know which one to trust?
Well, what I do, just do the Google News thing. Like, you can click on it and it gives you all of the opinions. Like, it gives you right to left. And then just fact check it. Just choose anyone you want. Choose anyone you want and just fact check them. And if the fact checking doesn't work, it's like, not gonna trust your opinion on this. So, like, we know the wiretapping thing didn't happen. So if you're still like, hey, Barack Obama's wiretapping Donald Trump, like, yo, like, there's no proof of this. The White House said there's no proof of this. Why are you still saying this? Like, you gotta go. Like, you gotta go. If you hear, like, oh, Obamacare is a complete failure or it's completely working, like, no, it's not. It's not completely working. It's not completely failing. Like, any sort of absolute's probably not the best thing. So just fact check and you figure it out.
So for you guys listening, Google News. That's what JP does, for sure.
I mean, there's a lot of, Google News has a lot of different people. You get Fox News, you get MSNBC, you get The Atlantic, you get The Hill, you get everybody. New York Times, Washington Post, like, you get everyone. Politif fact check, you get all of it. They fact check their own stuff. It tells you, like, fact checking what this person said in this article will tell you.
See, that to me right there shows that you have enough time for you to look at the fact checks and Google's already doing it for
but
you.
It doesn't matter. Just pick one and go.
Boom. And go.
PBS, NPR, just use them all.
NPR. She's an editor for NPR.
Nice.
Sorry. Man, that was awesome that you said that. Because I was like, man, I knew it started with an N. What was it? It was NPR. Man, good job.
All right. You want me to do my positive quote?
Yeah, before you do, I'm going to say where you guys can find us at again real quick. You can find us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at The Positive Truth, YouTube, SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes at Positive Truth.
You already said iTunes.
I did.
I don't know.
I'm repeating myself. It is what it is. If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns.
If you don't trust us, let us know.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
We will send you our facts.
We will absolutely. And
we like all interaction, even the reviews on iTunes. We like all interaction we get with our fan base, positive and negative.
For sure, we definitely get a good laugh out of it, and we definitely like to talk. And if you want to email us about anything, like, you want us to talk about something, you know somebody we should interview, hit us up on Facebook. If you want to comment on one of our videos, we have already had some comments and conversations with people. It's an awesome way for us to contact and get a hold of you guys, and you guys can get a hold of us, and we can just communicate and try to make this show a better show for you, and we can educate you guys, fact check, and all that good stuff. Let's just continue growing together, guys. So,
and bringing you that uplifting and positive news on Monday and Wednesday.
Always. So, JP, go ahead and finish us up with a quote.
Loneliness does not come from having no people around you, but from being unable to communicate the things that seem important to you. Carl Jung. Or Jung. J-U-N-G.
Jung, maybe?
Jung, yeah. Anyways, we're out.
Stay positive.